Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from above. Celebrate Jesus.
Welcome him here.
Elohim. This is not high life music. This is the highest life music. The Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. The highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Van, are we ready? Are we ready?
Done it for me.
thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This thing is giving trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We give you all glory, all honor, O God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done and all that you are doing in our lives. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us, that you woke us up this morning. Father, we thank you most importantly for the gift of salvation that you have so freely given to us. We thank you, O God, for salvation, O God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, O God. Without salvation, we cannot come into reconciliation with the Father through Jesus Christ. So, Lord, and Holy Spirit, I ask you to move upon the hearts of those who have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. Lord, move upon the hearts of those in our families that have not received you, those that are here that have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the finished works of the cross. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every minute, every hour. Holy Spirit, hover over this service this morning. Let your holy light shine. Hover over our lives. Let your light shine, O God, in the name of Jesus, that others may see and glorify your name. Hover over every ear of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Hover over this meeting, O God, this prayer service, in the name of Jesus. O God, let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Father God, hover over our physical lives. Let your light shine, O God. Take away sicknesses and disease in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hover over our emotional lives in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine emotional stability in Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, oh, God. Help us to not be double-minded. Oh, God, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Help us to remain focused in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. Oh, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Father, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy upon us. Rain down your mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We ask you for forgiveness, O God. Oh, God, forgive us. We are truly sorry. We repent of all the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. So we ask you for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said if we don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will you forgive us our trespasses. So, Father God, we ask you, O God, to give us a heart to forgive others just as you forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, give us the spirit of forgiveness just as you forgive us our trespasses. Lord, we will forgive others' trespasses in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cypresses, the networks, this radio service in the name of Jesus, the telephone lines, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We soak the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our going in and coming out in the name with the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies to the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Those that are here, oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we give you the glory. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, oh God, but you are strong, oh God. So, Father God, we take your weaknesses in the name of Jesus. Take our weaknesses, oh God. Take our weaknesses, oh God, and give us your strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthen us. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, renew our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are the glory. You are the lifter of our heads. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, each and every one of us, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you send your holy angels this morning, holy angels that are assigned to each of us as individuals, holy angels assigned to this service, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Send your holy angels, oh God, to war on our behalf, in the name of Jesus, and do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray this morning for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, not the anointing from last night, but a fresh oil and a fresh anointing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, pour upon each and every one of us your oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh God, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. Charge this atmosphere, oh God. Let this atmosphere, oh God, be the atmosphere in heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God. Oh, for the supernatural, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you are holy. You are righteous. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, we bless your name. We reference you, oh God. Hallelujah. We honor you, oh God. You are holy, oh God. You are holy, oh God. You are holy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your word says, seek peace with all men. Without holiness, no man will see, oh God, your face. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we seek peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that peace that surpasses all understanding, even though there are storms on the right and left. But we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your peace, oh God. We thank you, Prince of Peace. We thank you. We bless your name. Oh, Father, we give you glory, oh God. We come against every plan of the enemy against us this day, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We destroy every work of darkness. Only the counsel of Almighty God will prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we thank you. We can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. And so, Father, we bless your name. We praise you, oh God. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fill us up to an overflow. The living God, burn everything in us that is not of you. And cleanse us, Holy Ghost, and fill us up, Holy Spirit. We love you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Father, your word says that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 3. Good morning to everyone that's just joining us. Come here in Jesus' name. Wherefore, holy brethren, Hebrews 3, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who have built a house have more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the covenant and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit said to this day, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the occasion in the days of temptation in the wilderness, when your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart, unbelief, in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our covenants steadfast to the end. Hallelujah. Father, this morning, O God, as I bring this word, oh God, in me, oh God. Holy Spirit, I once again surrender to you. Let me speak in your anointing and in your power. We bless the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to the scripture. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord builds the house. Psalm 127. The builder is verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, they who build it labor in vain. The watchman stays awake in vain, but be looking at the Lord build the house. What does it mean when we say, unless the Lord build the house? Hallelujah. The builder build it in vain. When you look at Psalm 127, and I'm going to relate, push it to both scriptures that I just read. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord builds the house, God is the architect of our lives, of our soul. Hallelujah. And the reason, I don't know, the Holy Spirit keep carrying me back to this. We have to give our lives completely and totally to Him. He has that blueprint of our lives. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we have to allow the Lord to move in and through us. Hallelujah. And the only way we can do that is by fully surrendering to the Lord, the world. But we are not of the world. Hallelujah. And then I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When we try to build our own houses and do things our way, we are building our homes, our houses in vain, our lives in vain, because we are not following what God wants, how He wants us to do it, what He wants us to do. And the reason, that's why the Bible says Moses knew the ways of God. And the children of Israel knew the acts of God. You want to become familiar with the ways of God, because when you know the ways of God, you will be able to walk in your divine purpose and your divine destiny. But it's up to you and it's up to me. Do we want to know God on a most intimate level? A lot of people are afraid to know God on that level of intimacy. But it's not something for you to be afraid, because when you surrender to Christ and give Him your all, Christ in you, the hope of glory, He takes over your life. He leads you. He guides you. Your life becomes fruit. Hallelujah. Every day there is a transformation going on in your mind, in your thoughts. You are not the same person you were yesterday, because the transformation is a process. You're moving from favor to favor, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, heaven is paying attention to those who are sold out for Christ, to those who have allowed Christ to move and work and walk in their lives. Unless the Lord build the house, you building it in vain. So if we do it our way, we waste big time. But we do it God's way, we receive the blessings and favor of the Lord, and He added no sorrow to it. God is looking. He's saying, you are a chosen generation, a royal priest. Hallelujah. God is looking for men and women who are sold out for Him. And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So this is what God is looking for, that men and women that are sold out, that will learn who He is, will know His ways, will have an intimate relationship with Him. If Bible says that Jesus is looking for a bride without spot and wrinkle. Every day, some of you or some of us will say, tomorrow I will do it. Tomorrow I will do this. Tomorrow I will do that. We procrastinate. But right now, we do need to procrastinate because Jesus is coming soon. And not because of that. When you love Jesus, you want to do what is pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Amen. And then you want to know his ways. I want to know. You want to know more of him. You want to learn. When you learn more of him, your life becomes weightless. What I mean by weightless, you're not carrying burdens because you have the full faith and trust in him. And you know that he comes truly. The 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Because he leads you, he guides you, he takes care of you. You have allowed him to take charge of your life. The Holy Spirit will not impose himself on us. Closer you get to God, hallelujah, your life will become weightless. The closer you get to God, you will begin to trust him more and more and more. Elijah trusted the Lord. The chariots of every team and took Elijah home. Enoch walked with God. Walked with God. That means he pleased God that he did not see death. Hallelujah. We cannot keep putting things on the back burner. Hallelujah. How much do you want to know him? Is it just a lip service from a pastor, or do you really want to know the heart of God? The invitation is open to every one of us if we want to know him more and more and surrender to him as he takes us from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Yes, you will walk through the valley, but he will be with you. You are protected 24/7. When I say weightless, you can rest because you're resting because you trust him. Hallelujah. This is no time. This is no time for us to play church. This is a serious thing that we need to really, really get our acts together and get to know him. Get to know him personally. Not knowing him just as a God who will give you things, not like a Santa Claus. Many of us, nobody likes friends or people who use them. You will get upset at somebody every time they call you, they need money, they need this, they need that. You personally, you will not like it. I will not like it. That's the only time they call you. But God, that's not what you shouldn't do that to the Lord. The only time you want him to do this, you want him to do that. But you don't want to get in an intimate relationship with him. It's time. It is time to allow him to build the house. Hallelujah. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builder build it in vain. Because he has to build it. Why? Because he has to draw there in that house. He's in you. Christ in me. Christ in you. The hope of glory. We have to allow the Spirit of God to lead us, to guide us. We allow the Spirit of God to give us creative ideas. We have to allow him to take preeminence in our lives. Get to know not only his acts, not only his acts, I'm sorry, but get to know his ways. Hallelujah. Spend time in his presence. Keep to know his voice. And allow him to move in your life. We surrender your lives totally and completely to him. Everyone needs to surrender their lives or rededicate their lives to Christ. Let it not be you, but Christ leading, directing our lives. You want your life to be weightless. Why is it weightless? Because Christ took it. He has your burdens and everything, and you focus on him. Patient. Totally surrendering to him. God has given me a gift, a remarkable gift. And I've been having this gift since I was a child. Just a couple of months ago, we lost a friend, and she was buried, of course, in North Carolina. And she didn't know, we don't know the day or the hour. And yes, she went to church, but it's like a form of godliness. And I remember she and my sister talking about God and talking about Christ. And she was talking about her, she wanted to do it her way. She wasn't a bad person according to man's standard, no. But she did not fully surrender her life to Christ. When the hour came, death took her suddenly. She was unexpected. She wasn't sick or anything. Death took her suddenly. What I'm saying about gift, I had a dream about her always, and in the dream, like, she was outside of my window and it suspended in the clouds, and she was trying to find her way to the light, and she came and was pleading a Marco, and she couldn't come. Yeah, that's why you cover your house, your home, with the blood of Jesus, because she could not come in my house. She was in the suspended in the clouds. She could, because the Lord had put a barrier around my home, and she was pleading and crying, and she did not know that she died unexpectedly, and I told her, I couldn't do anything for her. It was too late. I pray that the light of God, because you have to go into that light when you die as a Christian, you go straight. The angels are right there to take you home. And you die, life lived for Christ. Don't take these things for granted. That's why you have a lot of lingering spirits all over the place, because they're afraid. They can't go to the light. Trouble dying unexpectedly, not because, but you want to know Jesus because you love him. Hallelujah. You want to know more of him. Not because you want to go to heaven or something, but because you love him. And you want your children to know him too. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let allow the Lord to build your house. I don't know why God shifted into this morning, but I'm saying what the Spirit of God is saying to each and every one. If you're here, it's not by accident. We should allow God preeminence in our lives. Let him build a house, and your labor will not be easy. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Father, we surrender our lives to you. We rededicate our lives to you. Have your way. Fill us up, oh God, with your Holy Ghost and power. Help us. When you build the house, oh God, you dwell within us, oh God. You lead us and you guide us. You reconcile us back to you. So, Holy Spirit, move in the hearts of each and every one of us this morning. And for those who have not received you, Lord, I pray that they will receive you as the Lord and personal Savior. Unless the Lord build the house. It's never too late to rededicate your life to Christ. Why God keeps putting this? It's never too late to rededicate your life. Do not think you're standing unless you're falling. Hallelujah. So, as we pray, we dedicate your life to Christ. It's pivotal in this time. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. For all those who are part of the prayer line, I want to give you a quick announcement. We're going to start fast 2 days of this time. It's only 2 days a week in hallelujah. And the days with us will start on the 14th and 15th of March. We started, if you want to join it fast, you join it. It's the same. It's 14th and 15th of March. So every Tuesday and Wednesday, Lord, I was waiting for instructions from God 2 days. Tuesday and Wednesdays, but not this Tuesday, not this Wednesday, starting from next Tuesday and next Wednesday. We will be fasting the same time up to 3 p.m. and the way we do it, the regular way, and I will give you the scriptures and stuff, but 2 days a week, hallelujah. We're in the last days. We need to get our acts together. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.